I've been thinking about you all day. And not really just of you, but about this morning. Thinking of what we did together. It was so good. It upsets me. And I know when people use the word upset, it usually denotes negativity. And I guess, in a way, it's a smidge of it. But what I really mean to say is that it upsets me because it had to end. And I could have kept coming for you all day long. I wanted to. You were ripping everything away from me, and we weren't even fucking. We didn't have time. I had an event with my family, to which I was late, all thanks to you. But it sure was worth it, wasn't it? All those orgasms were sure as hell worth it. All that cum I swallowed was fucking worth it. Every drop of it. Wouldn't you agree? I thought about this so intensely today that even at that event, with my whole family around, I couldn't help tightening and relaxing my thighs, feeling the applied pressure on my pussy, against my lips and my clit. It eventually became so intense that I had to excuse myself. We were at a hotel for this event, so the bathrooms were quite nice. Marble flooring, beautiful wallpaper, and the stalls were their own private little rooms with full walls and full doors, which was ideal. Although a normal stall wouldn't have put me off. The potential for others to hear me. It's pretty thrilling. Might have made the whole experience even better. Who knows? So, I went into a stall. I shut the door and locked it. I leaned up against the wall. Hiked up my black velvet dress and shoved my hands into my panties. Thinking about all the things we did this morning. About how I pushed you down onto the bed and crawled on top of you. Straddled your lap. And with my hands on my chest, groping my tits, I started to grind against you. My pussy right on top of your cock. I thought about how, while I was looking down at you, your lips curled up into a smile. Your eyes looked hungry and happy to see me that way, grinding into you hard, being all slutty for you. Telling you how much I wanted to fuck you. Wanted to sit on your cock and Ride it till I couldn't do it anymore. Ride it till we both come. But we both knew that I didn't have time for that. Not the way we were gonna fuck. So instead, I slid back down and kissing you from just under your chest down to your stomach, then all the way down to your cock. You still had your boxers on. I made quick work of those. And when I had your cock out, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I knew exactly what you wanted me to do. And I fucking did it. I slid your fat, hard cock all the way into my mouth. All the way to the back of my throat. All the way down my throat. If I close my eyes and think about it hard enough, I can almost feel it stretching my throat, filling me up. Hard, hot, throbbing in my throat. That was enough to make me come, but I was focused on you, slurping and sucking, bobbing my head up and down on your cock while you laid there with your hands on my head, fingers curled up in my hair, while you fucked my throat in and out over and over. I hardly took a breath the entire time. I just kept sucking. I kept swallowing over and over, feeling you shake underneath me, your cock throbbing harder and harder as you got closer and closer. You pulling my head down with more force as it was coming. You were gonna come. You were so close to it, and I could feel it. And I wanted it. And then it happened. You shoved your cock all the way into my throat as far as it could go. My lips were at the base of that dick. You were so deep when you came that I didn't even taste your cum as it went down my throat. My eyes were rolling back. I couldn't breathe. My face was probably changing colors. I have no idea. But I took all of that cum. And my pussy was so wet. I could feel it throbbing between my legs when you came inside of my throat. It was so good. And then I slid your cock slowly out of my mouth, looking at you, trying to. I really needed to breathe. And when I pulled your cock out of my mouth, you didn't waste any time. You practically threw me down onto the bed, onto my stomach. And I thought you were gonna get behind me, start fucking me. But that didn't happen. You had me trapped there while you laid next to me with one arm wrapped underneath me and the other over my back, down over my ass. And you told me that you were gonna make me come. And I didn't stop you. I wouldn't have stopped you. The hand that was underneath me started to rub my clit. It was so... so swollen. My pussy was so wet. I was ready for you. You laid next to me. The other hand moved past my ass. And you took two fingers and slid them into my wet cunt. I shuddered when you did it. Let out a little gasp. Oh, fuck. And you had me there what seemed like forever, saying dirty things to me about how well I just sucked your cock. How much you love hearing me come for you. And I did. I came over and over. You were relentless. You wouldn't let me go. You wouldn't ease up. You just kept on rubbing my clit like you were trying to fucking... like you were trying to erode it to nothing. Pumping your fingers in and out of my pussy like a hard fuck. I was so... lost in all of it. All I could do was come. I was drooling and shaking and writhing and moaning like a fucking whore for you. And coming. And coming. And coming. And while I was in that stall, that's all I could think about. Coming for you over and over again. And then I got so close, like I am now. And I really thought just the idea of coming would have been what drove me over the edge. But it was actually something that you said to me. Through all that, and just before the last orgasm I had, you said that it felt so good to know that after we were done, I was going to take a shower, put on a nice dress, and go be with my family, with a stomach full of your cum. It excited you to know that while I was there, being prim and proper with my family, smiling and laughing with them, they'll have no idea that I swallowed a whole huge load of your cum. I was full of it. And that is what drove me over. Thinking about that. Thinking about you being so fucking dirty. That the idea of me being around others after I've had your cock in my throat. Oh, fuck. And the thought of you being so pleased with yourself because you sent your good slut out into the world to socialize and laugh and converse with others that have no idea that I've just had your cock in my mouth, that you just emptied your balls into my belly, knowing how much that pleases you, made me come so hard in that bed next to you. And that orgasm made me come so fucking hard in that bathroom stall. And telling you about it now is gonna make me come so fucking hard. And I wish you were here to come with me now. Because I would want you to so Wait to get you home, because I'm gonna come for you some more, and this time I want you to fuck the orgasms out of me. So I hope you're ready.